Navigating the sales process and customer buying behavior. Howdy folks, Mike Hernandez here. Welcome assistant managers to this edition of Survive from C-Store Center. I'm excited to be here today to dive into the vibrant world of sales and customer buying behavior tailored specifically for you, the assistant managers of our corporate-owned convenience stores. We will explore how to harness these insights to refine our promotional strategies, ultimately boosting our sales and enhancing customer satisfaction. Understanding the sales process. Let's begin with the basics of the sales process in our context. The sales process in a convenience store can be distilled into a few key steps. 1. Greeting and engagement. The moment a customer enters the store, the experience begins. It's all about making them feel welcomed and attended to. This is where the customer's in-store journey begins. Frankly, it's your first opportunity to set the tone for their shopping experience. Expanding on greeting and engagement. When customers enter those doors, the clock starts ticking on their experience. Your approach in these initial moments is more than just saying hello. It's about conveying warmth, readiness, and professionalism. Here's how you can maximize this interaction. Immediate acknowledgement. Ensure each customer is acknowledged as soon as they enter. A nod, a smile, or a direct greeting can make all the difference. It's about making the customer feel noticed and valued, not just another face in the crowd. Read the room, pay attention to the customer's body language, and adjust your approach accordingly. A quick and efficient greeting is appreciated if the customer is in a hurry, whereas a customer looking around curiously welcomes more engagement. Offer assistance proactively. Don't wait for customers to come to you with questions. As simple as "there's something specific you're looking for today" can open up a dialogue and increase sales opportunities. This approach shows attentiveness and positions you as a helpful guide in their shopping experience. Personalize your approach. If you recognize a regular, mention something specific from a previous interaction if appropriate. For instance, "did you like that new coffee flavor you tried last time?" This kind of personalized interaction not only builds rapport but also encourages loyalty. Maintain a positive environment. Your demeanor sets the tone for the entire store. A cheerful, friendly atmosphere can enhance the customer's mood and potentially lead to a more positive shopping experience. This involves maintaining a positive attitude and ensuring the store is tidy and inviting. Train your team. Every team member should have the skills to engage customers effectively. Regular training sessions on customer service best practices can be invaluable. Role-playing various customer scenarios can also prepare your team to handle a wide range of interactions smoothly. By focusing on these elements, you ensure that every customer who enters your store is met with care and attention that makes them feel valued and sets the stage for a successful sales process. Remember, greeting and engagement aim to make the customer's visit pleasant and memorable, making them more likely to return and recommend your store to others. 1. Need recognition and assistance. This is where you gauge why the customer is in the store. Are they here for a quick snack, a last-minute dinner ingredient, or to grab a drink? Once you've made that first connection and the customer feels welcome, it's time to discern what brought them into the store. Here's how you can skillfully navigate this part of the sales process. Observation skills. Start by observing the customer's actions. Are they heading straight for a particular aisle or section? Do they seem unsure or hesitant? These cues can help you understand their purpose and how you can assist them. Engaging questions. Utilize open-ended questions that encourage more than a yes or no response. For example, ask, "what brings you in today?" or "can I help you find something for a special occasion?" This helps identify their needs and opens the door to a more meaningful interaction. Listening actively. When a customer responds, listen attentively to what they are saying and what they might not be explicitly stating. For instance, if a customer mentions looking for snacks for a road trip, you might suggest related items like beverages or travel-sized toiletries. Providing recommendations based on the customer's responses, offer recommendations that might enhance their shopping experience. If they want a quick lunch, point them towards new or popular meal options. This serves their immediate needs and may introduce them to products they hadn't considered. Educating the customer. Sometimes customers aren't aware of all the options available. If they're looking for a gift, show them your range of gift cards or seasonal specialties. Informing them about promotions or new products can add value to their visit. Quick and efficient help. Ensure your assistance is swift and efficient, especially if the customer is in a hurry. This responsiveness is crucial in a convenience store setting where the emphasis is on speedy service. Training for adaptability. Equip your team with the knowledge to handle various customer needs and scenarios. Regularly update them on new products, store layouts, and promotional activities so they can always provide informed assistance. By effectively recognizing and responding to customer needs, you enhance their shopping experience and increase their likelihood of purchasing. It's about being attentive and responsive, ensuring that each customer leaves the store satisfied and well-served, ready to return. 1. Product selection. Here, customers decide which product they will purchase. This decision is influenced by product placement, pricing, and promotions. Enhancing product selection strategies. At this stage, several factors come into play that can sway the customer's choice. Here's how you can optimize these factors to facilitate better purchasing decisions. Strategic product placement. Position high-demand items and impulse buys strategically along the path most frequented by customers. For example, placing popular snacks near the entrance or checkout can trigger impulse buys. Similarly, essentials like bread and milk can be placed deeper within the store to encourage further exploration of other products. Visibility and accessibility. 1. Make sure that products are easily visible and reachable. 2. Use shelf placement that puts popular items at eye level. 3. Ensure that signage is clear and that products are well lit. The easier customers find and reach for a product, the more likely they will purchase it. Effective pricing. Competitive pricing is crucial. Regularly check on competitors' pricing strategies and ensure your prices are attractive. Highlight value deals, such as buy one get one free offers or discounts on bundle purchases, can be very appealing in a convenience store setting. Promotional displays. Utilize promotional displays to draw attention to certain products. These can be thematic, such as seasonal offerings or special events like sports games or holidays, which can significantly influence buying decisions. Ensure that these displays are refreshed regularly to maintain customer interest. Educating customers on promotions. Staff should be well informed about current promotions and able to communicate them effectively to customers. This can include pointing out new products, limited time offers, or items that are excellent value for money. Monitoring and adapting. Monitor closely which products sell well and which don't. This data can help you adjust your product placement and promotional strategies. Regularly solicit customer feedback on product range and availability to refine your offerings further. Cross-selling opportunities. Train your team to recognize opportunities for cross-selling. For example, if a customer is buying chips, staff might suggest a dip or a soda to accompany them. This enhances the customer's shopping experience by making it more convenient and increases the average transaction value. Focusing on these elements can significantly influence the product selection phase, making customers more likely to find precisely what they need, or perhaps something extra they hadn't even considered. This careful orchestration of the product selection process boosts sales and enhances customer satisfaction, leading to repeat visits and a strong customer base. 1. Upselling and cross-selling. This is a golden opportunity to enhance the sale. Suggesting add-ons or complementary items can increase the basket size. Mastering upselling and cross-selling techniques. This stage is about understanding how to tactfully suggest additional purchases that align with the customer's current selections and provide them with a richer shopping experience. Here's how you can master this skill. Identify complementary products. Train your team to recognize which products complement each other. For instance, if a customer buys hot dogs, suggest picking up hot dog buns, condiments, or even a pack of soft drinks. This makes the shopping trip more convenient for the customer and increases your sales. Seasonal and event-based suggestions. Align your upselling strategies with seasonal events or local happenings. For example, you suggest barbecue sauces and charcoal to customers buying meats during the summer. For sports events, snack foods and beverages can be pushed more prominently. Promote higher-end alternatives. When customers show interest in a particular item, introduce them to a premium version of the same product. Explain the benefits succinctly, such as better quality, longer lasting, or any special features that justify the higher price. Use signage effectively. Place signs highlighting special upselling and cross-selling offers. Signs like "Great With" or "Don't Forget" next to related products can prompt customers to consider additional, complementary items. Empower your staff. Ensure all team members are knowledgeable about the products and confident in making suggestions. Training should include role-playing scenarios to practice and refine their sales techniques, making them feel more natural when suggesting products. Offer bundles, create prepackaged bundles or special deals that combine products at a slightly reduced price compared to buying them separately. This can simplify decision-making for customers and expedite the purchasing process. Monitor and reward success, track the success of upselling and cross-selling efforts, and provide feedback and rewards to staff who perform well. This motivates the team and helps you identify which strategies are most effective. By effectively implementing upselling and cross-selling techniques, you enhance the store's profitability and the shopping experience, making it more convenient and satisfying for the customer. This approach ensures that customers feel they are getting more value, which can foster loyalty and increase the likelihood of repeat visits. 1. Check out and close. A smooth transaction process followed by a friendly close can ensure the customer leaves a positive impression, which is key to securing repeat business. Optimizing the checkout and close process. A smooth and efficient checkout process and a friendly farewell can make a lasting impression. Here's how you can optimize this final touch point. Streamline the checkout process. Ensure the checkout area is always neat, organized, and well-staffed to handle peak times. An efficient system, including mobile or self-checkout options for faster service, can minimize wait times. Train for efficiency and courtesy. Cashiers should be trained to be efficient in handling transactions and courteous throughout the interaction. They should know the store's systems to handle queries or issues swiftly. Personal touch. If time allows, encourage cashiers to engage in light, friendly conversation. Acknowledging the customer's purchases positively, such as saying, "Looks like you found everything you needed," can enhance the personal touch. Promotional information as part of the transaction. Cashiers should be equipped to inform customers about any ongoing or upcoming promotions, loyalty programs, or events. This is a chance to encourage customers to return. Handling issues gracefully. Equip your staff with the skills and authority to resolve common issues quickly and efficiently. A customer's perception of how a problem is dealt with can often impact their decision to return more than the problem itself. Farewell, ending on a high note is crucial. A simple thank you, have a great day, or we look forward to seeing you again, can leave the customer feeling valued and appreciated. Feedback opportunities. Give customers feedback on their shopping experience, such as a simple survey at the end of the receipt or an invitation to contact the store manager with suggestions or concerns. This shows that you value customer input and helps you gather essential insights to improve the shopping experience. Regular review and adaptation. Regularly review the checkout process and make necessary adjustments based on feedback and observations. Staying adaptable and responsive to customer needs is key to maintaining an efficient and friendly closing process. Ensuring that the checkout and close process is as pleasant and efficient as possible leaves a lasting, positive impression on the customer. This enhances their overall experience and increases their likelihood of returning and recommending your store to others. Decoding customer buying behavior. Understanding why customers behave the way they do is crucial. Customer buying behavior in convenience stores typically revolves around several pivotal elements. Convenience and speed. Customers often choose convenience stores because they promise quick service. How do our store layout and staff readiness cater to this need? Prioritizing convenience and speed in store operations. To ensure that our stores live up to the promise of convenience and speed, there are several strategic aspects we need to focus on. Efficient store layout. Design the store layout to facilitate quick shopping trips. Place frequently bought and essential items like bread, milk, and snacks near the front or along a path that leads naturally through the store. The layout should be intuitive, so customers don't have to wander looking for items. Clear signage. Use concise signage that effortlessly directs customers to various sections and products. Good signage saves time and enhances the shopping experience by reducing frustration. Speedy checkout options. Implement multiple checkout options such as self-service kiosks, mobile payment solutions, or dedicated fast lanes for small purchases. This can significantly reduce wait times and cater to customers in a hurry. Readiness of staff. Ensure all staff are trained to respond quickly to customer needs. This includes having cashiers who can handle transactions efficiently and floor staff who can swiftly guide customers to products or provide quick answers to questions. Inventory management. Monitor inventory levels in real time to ensure that popular items are always in stock. Automatic restocking alerts and a streamlined back office process can prevent situations where customers can't find what they need, thus slowing down their shopping experience. Regular training, conduct regular training sessions with staff to update them on the best practices for maintaining speed and efficiency. Role-playing exercises can be practical in training staff to handle peak hours smoothly. Leveraging technology, utilize mobile apps or SMS alerts to inform customers about product availability, special promotions, or store layouts before they even enter the store, which can help them plan their visit more effectively. By emphasizing these elements, we fulfill the fundamental promise of convenience and speed expected from a convenience store and create an environment where customers can enjoy a hassle-free shopping experience. This focus on operational efficiency is crucial for meeting customer expectations, building loyalty, and encouraging frequent visits. Impulse buying, many purchases in convenience stores are unplanned. How effective are our product displays and promotional signs in capturing spontaneous interest? Enhancing strategies for impulse buying. To maximize the potential for impulse buys, our focus should shift towards optimizing visibility and appeal through strategic product placement and promotions. Strategic product placement: position impulse items like candies, magazines, and drinks near high traffic areas such as the checkout counter or the entrance. These locations are prime spots where customers will likely make last-minute decisions to add items to their baskets. Eye-catching displays: use visually appealing displays that draw attention. Bright colors, attractive packaging, and innovative display racks can make products stand out. Seasonal or themed displays also catch the eye and prompt customers to purchase spontaneously. Effective signage: employ promotional signs that create a sense of urgency or offer. Phrases like limited time offer, buy one get one free, or new arrival can trigger quick decision making from customers who might be interested in grabbing a good deal before it's gone. Sampling opportunities: whenever possible, offer samples of new or promotional items. Tasting or trying out a product can significantly increase the likelihood of an impulse buy, reducing the customer's risk and increasing the product's appeal. Regular rotation of products: keep the product offerings fresh and exciting by regularly changing what's available in impulse buy areas. This maintains customer interest and gives them something new to discover on each visit. Training staff to suggest add-ons: equip your team with the skills to suggest add-ons naturally and helpfully. For example, if a customer buys coffee, a staff member might suggest a popular pastry or snack that pairs well with it. Leverage psychological pricing. Use pricing strategies that make the cost seem minimal, such as pricing items just below a whole number. This psychological pricing makes the decision easier for customers on the fence. By refining these strategies, we can effectively capitalize on the tendency for impulse buying, which boosts our sales and enhances the overall shopping experience by making it feel more dynamic and responsive to customer desires. This focus on impulse buying strategies is crucial for maintaining a competitive edge and ensuring our convenience stores remain preferred for quick, satisfying purchases. Value perception: price sensitivity is shared among our customers. Are our promotions and pricing strategies creating a strong perception of value? Building a strong value perception. To ensure that our customers perceive our products as valuable, consider implementing the following strategies. Competitive pricing: regularly benchmark your prices against nearby competitors, including other convenience stores, supermarkets, and online retailers when applicable. This helps ensure your prices are competitive and perceived as fair by your customers. Clear communication of deals: use clear signage and effective in-store communication to highlight deals and discounts. Ensure that these promotions are easy to understand at a glance, which can enhance the perceived value and encourage purchases. Bundling products: create bundles of products that offer a slight discount when bought together compared to individually. This not only increases the perceived value, but also encourages larger purchases. For example, bundling a sandwich, a drink, and a small snack at a set price can appeal to lunchtime customers looking for a good deal. Loyalty programs: implement a loyalty program that rewards frequent shoppers with discounts, special offers, or even free products after a certain number of visits or amount spent. This enhances value perception and builds customer loyalty and repeat business. Seasonal and thematic promotions: leverage seasons and holidays to offer special promotions that feel timely and relevant. For instance, offering special pricing on hot beverages during cold months or cooling drinks and ice creams during summer can resonate well with customers' immediate needs. Flash sales and time-limited offers introduce flash sales or time-limited offers that create a sense of urgency and exclusivity. These can be particularly effective during slower business hours or days when foot traffic is typically lower. Customer feedback. Regularly solicit customer feedback about their perception of the store's pricing and value. This can be done through in-store surveys, online feedback forums, or casual conversations at the checkout. Use this feedback to adjust pricing strategies and promotions to meet customer expectations better. By focusing on these strategies, we address our customers' price sensitivity and enhance their overall perception of value, making them more likely to choose our store over competitors. Effective management of value perception is crucial for maintaining a competitive edge in the convenience store market and ensuring sustained customer engagement and satisfaction. Brand loyalty versus product trials. While some customers stick to trusted brands, others might be drawn to new products. How do we balance our shelf space and promotions to cater to both segments? Balancing brand loyalty and product trials. Here are several strategies to ensure a harmonious balance between satisfying brand loyalists and encouraging customers to try new products. Dedicated shelf space for popular brands. Allocate prominent shelf space to well-known, trusted brands that consistently attract loyal customers. This reassures these customers and maintains a steady stream of sales from these proven products. Spotlight on new arrivals. Reserve specific areas of your shelf space to feature new products. These new arrival sections can be rotated regularly to keep the assortment fresh and exciting. Use signage and strategic product placement to draw attention to these areas. Incorporate product sampling when feasible. Offer samples of new products to customers. Sampling reduces the risk for customers who are hesitant to purchase something unfamiliar. It can be a highly effective strategy in converting curiosity into actual sales, especially for food items or beverages. Cross-promotional offers. In your promotions, combine trusted brands with new products. For example, discounts can be offered on a new type of snack when purchased with a popular beverage brand. This not only promotes the new product, but also leverages the trust and familiarity of the established brand. Customer feedback loops. Engage with your customers to learn more about their preferences, whether they lean more towards loyalty or variety. Use surveys, social media interactions, or direct conversations to gather insights, which can help tailor your product offerings and marketing strategies more effectively. Educational signage and information. Provide information about new products, benefits, and features through signage or in-store digital screens. Educating customers about the value and use of new products can demystify them and encourage trials. Balanced inventory management. Manage your inventory to ensure that best sellers and traditional favorites are always in stock while new products are introduced. This strategy prevents alienating loyal customers while promoting innovation and freshness in your offerings. By implementing these strategies, you can effectively cater to both segments of your customer base, those loyal to brands they trust and those eager to try new offerings. This balanced approach enriches the shopping experience for all customers and drives a broader range of sales, enhancing overall store performance and customer satisfaction. Effective sales and promotion strategies. Now, let's translate our understanding into actionable strategies. Targeted promotions. Tailor promotions based on the time of day of the week, and local events. For example, offering breakfast deals on weekday mornings or discounting hot beverages on cold days. Implementing targeted promotions effectively. Targeted promotions consider the unique dynamics of customer traffic and preferences based on time of day, week, or local events. Here's how to craft these promotions strategically. Time-specific offers. Analyze sales data to determine high traffic times and tailor promotions to match. For instance, offer breakfast deals on weekday mornings to attract commuters or special evening snack promotions when local offices let out. This not only boosts sales during these times, but also improves customer satisfaction by providing timely offers. Day-specific promotions. Identify which days of the week are slower and create special offers to boost traffic. For example, midweek deals on Wednesdays can include discounts on perishable items nearing their sell-by date, which also helps inventory management. Weather-related promotions. Use local weather forecasts to offer promotions that align with the weather conditions. Discounting hot beverages on cold days or ice creams on hot days can make your store a go-to spot for weather-appropriate treats. Local events and community engagement tailor promotions around local sports games, festivals, or holidays. For example, if there's a local football game, offer discounts on chips, dips, and soft drinks. This not only drives sales but also strengthens your store's community ties. Technology integration. Use digital signage and mobile apps to dynamically change promotions based on the time of day or weather conditions. This flexibility lets you react quickly to changes, keeping your promotions fresh and relevant. Employee involvement. Train your staff to effectively understand and promote these targeted offers. Their engagement is crucial as they interact directly with customers and recommend products based on the day's promotions. Feedback mechanisms. Implement mechanisms to gather customer feedback on these promotions. This feedback will help refine future promotions, making them more targeted and effective. By thoughtfully implementing targeted promotions, you not only meet the specific needs of your customers, but also drive higher foot traffic and increase sales. These promotions make your store a dynamic and responsive part of the community, adapting to predictable and unexpected elements influencing shopping behavior. This strategic approach enhances the customer experience and boosts your store's performance by making promotions an integral part of your operational strategy. Loyalty programs. Encourage repeat visits by implementing a loyalty program that offers discounts or rewards points. Developing and implementing effective loyalty programs. Loyalty programs can be a powerful tool for convenience stores, providing a tangible incentive for customers to return. Here's how you can design and implement these programs effectively. Simple and accessible reward system. Create a loyalty program that is easy for customers to understand and participate in. Whether it's a point system where points translate into discounts or complimentary products or a punch card system for buy 1-0 get 1 free offers, the key is simplicity and perceived value. Digital integration. Consider implementing a digital loyalty program through an app or your store's website. This lets customers track their rewards quickly and receive updates on new deals or exclusive offers for members, making the program more engaging and interactive. Tailored rewards. Customize the rewards to match your customers' purchasing habits. For instance, if coffee is a popular item, offer a free cup after a certain number of purchases. This not only encourages repeat purchases, but also makes the reward more appealing. Exclusive member offers. Provide special offers only to loyalty program members, such as early access to new products, special member-only discounts, or exclusive events. This can enhance the member's feeling of exclusivity and value. Promotional sign-ups. Actively promote the loyalty program in-store with signage and through your employees. Make sign-up easy and instant, possibly offering a one-time discount on enrollment to boost participation rates. Regular communication. Keep in touch with loyalty program members through regular communications, such as email newsletters or text alerts. Inform them about their points balance, upcoming promotions, and new products, keeping the communication relevant and personalized whenever possible. Feedback and adaptation. Regularly solicit feedback from program participants to understand what works and what doesn't. Use this feedback to adapt and improve the program, ensuring it continues to meet your customers' needs and expectations. By implementing a robust loyalty program, you encourage repeat business and gather valuable data about your customers' buying patterns, which can inform future business strategies. These programs help to create a loyal customer base that feels valued and appreciated, leading to increased customer satisfaction and a stronger reputation in the community. Staff training. Equip your team with the knowledge and skills to engage with customers effectively, recognize buying signals, and provide helpful suggestions. Enhancing sales through effective staff training. Staff training should be comprehensive and ongoing to ensure every team member can contribute positively to the customer experience. Here's how you can develop a strong training program. Product knowledge. Ensure all staff members know about the products and services offered. This includes understanding the benefits, uses, and any promotional offers related to the products. The more confidently your staff can talk about the products, the better they can sell them. Customer engagement techniques. Train your staff on effective communication and engagement techniques. This includes greeting customers, assessing their needs, and providing recommendations. Role-playing scenarios can be particularly beneficial for practicing these skills in a low-pressure environment. Recognizing buying signals. Teach your team to recognize subtle cues that indicate a customer is ready to buy or interested in certain products. This could include physical cues like picking up items for a closer look or verbal cues such as asking questions about product usage or specifications. Upselling and cross-selling provide training on upselling and cross-selling techniques. This should include how to naturally suggest additional, complementary products without being overly pushy, which can enhance the customer's shopping experience and increase sales. Handling difficult situations. Equip your staff with skills to handle difficult situations and customer complaints gracefully. Effective conflict resolution strategies are essential for maintaining a positive store atmosphere and customer loyalty. Technology training. With digital tools becoming increasingly integral to retail operations, ensure your staff is comfortable using technology, a new POS system, inventory management software, or a mobile app for customer engagement. Feedback and improvement. Incorporate regular feedback sessions where staff can share their experiences, learn from each other, and discuss areas for improvement. This not only helps in refining their skills, but also promotes a sense of team cohesion and support. By investing in comprehensive staff training, you empower your employees to meet and exceed customer expectations. Well-trained staff are likelier to create positive shopping experiences, effectively use sales techniques, and contribute to a thriving store environment. This commitment to staff development is critical to translating theoretical customer understanding into practical, profitable actions. Digital integration. Utilize apps and social media to send out targeted promotions and engage customers even when they're not in the store. Leveraging digital integration for enhanced customer engagement. Digital integration allows for a seamless connection between your convenience store and customers through technology. Here's how you can effectively incorporate digital tools into your sales and marketing strategies. Mobile apps. Develop or enhance a mobile app that customers can use to view products, receive notifications about promotions, and even place orders. This can be especially effective for busy customers who appreciate the convenience of shopping or planning their purchases. Social media engagement. Connect with customers through platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Regular posts about promotions, new product arrivals, and behind-the-scenes content can keep your store top of mind. Engaging with customers through comments and messages also builds a community feel. Targeted promotions via digital channels. Use customer data to send personalized offers and promotions through email or app notifications. For instance, if a customer frequently buys certain products, send them coupons for similar items or alert them to related upcoming sales. Online feedback and reviews. Encourage customers to leave feedback and reviews online. This provides you with valuable insights and helps attract new customers. Positive reviews can significantly enhance your store's credibility and appeal. Digital loyalty programs. Integrate your loyalty programs with your digital platforms. Allow customers to track their rewards and redeem them either online or in store. This integration provides a seamless experience that can increase participation in the loyalty program. Analytics and data tracking. Use digital tools to track customer behavior and sales trends. Analytics can provide insights into which products are popular, what times customers prefer to shop, and which promotions are most effective, helping you to tailor your approach. E-commerce capabilities. If feasible, add e-commerce capabilities to your website or app, allowing customers to purchase directly online. This is particularly useful for stores in urban areas where many customers prefer delivery or in-store pickup options. By embracing digital integration, your store can enhance the customer experience, reach a wider audience, drive sales more efficiently, and build stronger customer relationships. These digital strategies ensure your store remains competitive and relevant in a rapidly evolving retail landscape. Conclusion. As we draw our discussion to a close, let's reflect on the key strategies we've explored today. They are all designed to enhance the customer experience and optimize the sales process in corporate-owned convenience stores. Remember, the ultimate goal is not just to sell, but to create an environment where selling naturally happens as a result of customer satisfaction and engagement. Recap of key strategies. We began by understanding the sales process, emphasizing the importance of greeting and engagement to set a welcoming tone. We then followed need recognition and assistance to tailor the shopping experience to each customer's immediate needs. We then discussed how to facilitate product selection through strategic placement and visibility, and how to maximize opportunities through upselling and cross-selling. In checkout and close, we emphasize the importance of a smooth transaction and a friendly farewell to leave a lasting positive impression. Additionally, understanding customer buying behavior was crucial, from catering to the need for convenience and speed to strategically placing impulse buys, ensuring competitive pricing for value perception, and balancing the mix of trusted brands and exciting new products. We also delved into how to translate these insights into actionable strategies with targeted promotions, loyalty programs, effective staff training, and digital integration to keep engaging customers both in store and online. Encouragement to embrace every interaction. Each interaction, whether a greeting at the door or a promotional sign that catches the eye, plays a vital role in the intricate dance of sales and customer satisfaction. I encourage you to embrace these moments, recognizing their power to transform a routine visit into a memorable shopping experience that customers are eager to repeat. Closing remarks. As we conclude, let's remind ourselves that our work is more than transactions. It's about creating a welcoming, efficient, and engaging environment where sales are a natural outcome of our commitment to customer satisfaction and engagement. By implementing the strategies discussed, you boost your store's performance and foster a positive community around your brand. Thank you for your dedication and hard work. Let's continue to innovate and elevate the shopping experience, ensuring our customers leave happier than when they came in, looking forward to their next visit. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. 1. How can you tailor the greeting and engagement process to accommodate different types of customers without compromising efficiency or personalization? 2. What methods can be employed to track and analyze the effectiveness of different product placements within the store in influencing customer buying decisions? Consider both impulse purchases and planned buys. 3. Considering the balance between brand loyalty and the introduction of new products, what criteria would you use to decide how much shelf space to allocate to new products versus established brands? How would you measure the success of this strategy? 4. Reflect on a promotional strategy that did not perform as expected in your store. What factors might have contributed to its underperformance, and how would you redesign this promotion based on customer feedback and sales data? 5. Digital tools are increasingly necessary in enhancing customer engagement and satisfaction. What digital initiatives could be implemented in a convenience store setting to predict better and shape customer buying behaviors, and how would you assess their impact? Thank you for tuning into another insightful episode of Survive from C Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit. Please visit cstorethrive.com and sign up for more employee-related content for the convenience store. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Survive by C Store Center is a Sink or Swim production.